The day is surely drawing near. A daily devotion from Lutheran Hour Ministries for Sunday, November 16th, 2025. The day is surely drawing near when Jesus, God's anointed in all his power, shall appear as judge whom God appointed. Then fright shall banish idle mirth, and flames on flames shall ravage earth, as Scripture long has warned us. O Jesus Christ, do not delay, but hasten our salvation. We often tremble on our way in fear and tribulation. O hear and grant our fervent plea. Come, mighty Judge, and set us free from sin and every evil. O Jesus Christ, do not delay. Jesus promised that he would come soon, so we watch and wait and wonder when that day will come. His return will be unexpected, like the arrival of a thief in the night. If a homeowner had known when a robber was coming, he would have stayed awake to guard his home. So Jesus tells us, therefore you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Throughout the centuries, Christians have been ready and waiting, hoping and longing for Jesus' return. During days of war, persecution, and personal distress, believers think, surely this is the time. Things cannot be any worse. O Jesus Christ, do not delay. Yet still, our Lord delays his return. The world continues its descent into the darkness of lawlessness, violence, greed, and idolatry. Can it get any worse? As history shows us, circumstances very likely will get worse. So why is our Lord waiting? Why doesn't Jesus come back and save us from sin and every evil? We do not know the hidden purposes and timing of God, but we do know the answers he reveals to us in his word. As I live, declares the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. The Lord wants people to repent and believe the gospel. He is patient, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. God wants to save people because the day of judgment is coming. God calls people to repent and to believe the good news that Jesus died on the cross to cleanse them of sin. Yet there will be those who reject his gracious forgiveness. They will despise the work of the Holy Spirit in their lives and refuse to repent. But until the last day comes, the invitation goes out. Repent and believe the gospel. We are called to carry that message of life and salvation into the world. God wants people to be saved, and so do we. While we wait with eager longing for our Savior, we bear witness to his love through our words and actions. And while we witness, we continually pray, Come, Lord Jesus. We pray, Come, Lord Jesus. Amen.